This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is ordering tough new vaccination rules for federal workers as the Delta variant continues sweeping across the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a somber address, the president lamented that effective vaccines are available to all Americans, yet people continue dying from COVID-19.
This is American tragedy.
In a bid to boost flagging vaccination rates, the president will require federal workers to attest that they've been vaccinated or face mandatory masking, testing, and other rules. He's also asking the Pentagon to look at adding the COVID shots to vaccines troops are required to get, and he's urging state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get shots.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Republican governor of the state of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, has reinstated a public health emergency because of the coronavirus. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Arkansas has a low vaccination rate and, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, ranks second in the country for new virus cases per capita.
There will be no statewide mask mandate imposed by me. And the legislature, of course, has made that clear as well.
Governor Hutchinson also will call lawmakers back to the Capitol, possibly next week, to consider lifting Arkansas's ban on mask requirements in public schools.
There's no discussion about restrictions on business, mandates on businesses. We are wide open in Arkansas. We're going to be doing business in Arkansas.
Hutchinson says they have got to live with the threat of the virus. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the negotiations on salvaging a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran cannot go on indefinitely, signaling it's up to Tehran to move forward soon on the issue. The top U.S. diplomat said at a press briefing in Kuwait the Biden administration is willing to continue negotiations, but that Iran needs to make a decision.
And the fact of the matter is, it is Iran that has decisions to make, fundamental decisions to make about whether it, too, wants to return to compliance. And there is no amount of deflection that can change that basic fact.
The two sides have held several rounds of indirect talks in Vienna since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. Discussions have dealt with Iran complying with the international agreement that restricted its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Flash flooding has killed more than 100 people in the Taliban-controlled area of Nuristan, a province in the northeast of Afghanistan. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The provincial government appealed to the Taliban to allow rescue teams into the area to help. The Taliban stated that their own rescue crews had been ordered to the affected area. However, it's unclear how equipped the Taliban are to deal with emergencies in the mostly rural areas under their control. Local reports suggest the village of Merdesh was particularly affected, with over 100 homes inundated by the floodwaters. Since the announced withdrawal of US and NATO troops from the country, the Taliban has swept through dozens of districts, seizing land and even taking control of key border crossings with neighboring countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was defrocked after a Vatican investigation confirmed he had sexually molested adults as well as children, has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy during a wedding reception in the 1970s. Court documents obtained by the Boston Globe newspaper show that McCarrick is charged with three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14. He is the first cardinal in the U.S. to ever be criminally charged with a sex crime against a minor, according to the lawyer representing the man who is alleging the abuse by McCarrick.
Contact and capture, docking confirmed at 8:20.
A long-delayed Russian laboratory module docked with the International Space Station Thursday, 8 days after its launching from Russia's space facility in Kazakhstan. The unmanned 20-ton, nearly 13-meter-long Nauka module, also known as the multipurpose laboratory module, is now the first new module in the Russian segment of the station since 2010. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.